Hello and welcome to part 26.
Please wait. Load complete.
File menu. Load game. Total play time 23 hours 46 minutes and 12 seconds. Current location frozen hinterland. Adventure started on June 7th, 2020.
First thing we're gonna do
enter frozen hinterland.
Is fly back here. No, actually.
Copter, where would you like to fly to? Rumature Hamlet. Enter frozen hinterland.
Fly back there.
Hinterland shelter. All mammoth. Frozen hinterland. Pocket copter, where would you enter frozen
hinterland? And now we'll fly back here. Welcome to the edge of the world. Definitive proof that this fictional universe, this fictional Earth, if you can call it that, is flat, unlike the real one. As evidenced by this.
It is a cliff. Emptiness stretches out as far as the eye can see. It seems if you were to fall off, you'd be falling eternally.
Yep, literally the edge of a flat Earth, I guess. I guess you can't draw a round Earth and put it in a computer. It has to be a flat Earth. So we fall down this invisible hole right on the left-hand side, and now we're in this room with elements that can be moved around here, boulders, whatchamacallit. Altering counter down. There are no encounters in here. I'm gonna start by moving this up. This one up as well. And you hear it click into place. That means that it's situated where it needs to be. This one we're gonna push to the right. Oh, I got that wrong, actually. Yeah, I have to go back and do it again. Made a mistake. That one we definitely move up. This one we definitely move up until it goes there. Now this one I need to move it, I think, one to the right. Yeah, and then up. There we go. Now, where is the other thing, the table? This one move. Right to the wall and then up to click it into place. Okay. Now we go through this door.
I didn't like the look of that. Was it an earthquake? I need to rush through this room before.
Okay, find this cannon, go down. Take this cannon left, take this cannon left, and then head up.
The door. Perhaps there was nothing to worry about after all. On second thought.
Alright. Head back down. There are no more earthquakes in this room once you clear that. We're gonna just head down until we hit this chest right here.
Kazuria found the dragon dart. Kazuria stored the dragon dart. Obtained 5,000 gold.
Now we're gonna head back through that door. Alright. This room is the works. You have spikes, lasers, and this electricity and the Chiraperta to contend with. Now, like I said, there's nothing to fight here. And you will get a chance to leave and heal your Manamon before there is something you have to fight. So, just make sure you survive. Hello, buddy. Run right past you. And this one as well. A little tighter. Get to the right edge of this and so we can slip past that. Wait for that spike to disappear and dodge the electricity. That spike to disappear and have to take this speed thing. So now we're supercharged, running through a super dangerous place. Alright, this has a pattern. We want to go not get caught by these birds. So you want to just go right there so that that's as high as, you know, we don't want to go any further up than this. Run to the right, past this one. Run to the top and run past this one. Bottom and run past this one. top and run past this one. Bottom and run past these two, I believe. Yes. Top and run past that one. And bottom and run past that one. And voila. More spikes. Lost one. Okay. Whoa! Getting a little too careless. Okay. Speed boost mode is over. Okay. This is another picture reconstruction thing, but this time it's much more complicated. What we're gonna do is click on the picture here and it'll take us into it. Alright. Let's refresh my memory on where things are. Okay. Alright, let's just find things here. Alright, so we have a table with a person sitting at it. Left edge of the table is six left of the we can only bring it left four up three or four and then left two more and that'll be no it's actually one, two, three, four, one, two, three. Okay. One, two. One, two. Okay, so that is like 14 steps up from the So that is essentially two left and then 14 up. And then about one more left puts that table in place. Wait, that's the left side of the table, right there. Okay, that's fine. We got the one axis figured out. Then the person is sitting directly in front of it. And the bench is directly behind it. And that statue is off to the right. But exactly where? Off to the right. Where is off to the right? There's that statue. And if I'm one. Okay, it's 12 steps up from the left edge of the doorway. All right, let's go ahead and try this.
Select an option. Party. Select.
I will probably fail this a couple times. It's a bit complicated. But our table is way over there. Whoops. Let's see if we can get it positioned. In relation to where we ought to be. I believe we ought to be another two stasis left. I think. Indeed, further. That would seem to perhaps mean that it's needs to go back down one. Haven't much space left on the left side to play with it, but trying to find the exact position that it sits in. There it is. Okay. Now, where is that statue? Because that's going to be the other hard one to get into place because it's not really related to the rest of what's in this scene. But I wonder... Well, here's our buddy here, so let's maneuver him up to his lovely little seat here out on this table, enjoying the sun. Well, perhaps there is none. Well, who knows what kind of scenery the real edge of the world would have. There is no edge because the world is a round ball, so it's purely academic. I don't know. You need to be moved down to get you around the table. Close at this point. Now you're in place. Where is the other one? There's the bench. And you need to be positioned behind the table. Move you left a little so that we can move you I would like to get you a little closer to the table on the left so that I can hear where it is as I'm moving it. I think that's obstructed at this point on the top. Or maybe not, but it might hit the table. We have to move it back a bit to the right though, so we can squeeze it in behind there. Want to make sure we don't push it too far up because you won't be able to bring it back down. At this point, we would want to move it left so that it's actually behind the table. Just gonna make sure I've got space on that left-hand side. I've got a little bit. Thank you. Now, I would say it is actually behind, but I think it needs to be moved up one space. But if this line is not centered, now it's in place! Okay. What did I miss? What did I miss? There's something else I don't remember? Oh, I didn't even hear that. Oh, wait, yes, I did. Yes, that's the statue. I forgot I didn't move that already. So that has to be... directly above there. I want to be careful not to go through that door. This whole thing will reset. I'm going to move it right. Is that one too many? Right there? Because I want to make it so that... Right there is the left edge of the door, and if I go up... No, it's actually too far to the left. Bring it back there. Still one space too far to the left. Place it there. That... That seems like it's correctly positioned on the y-axis. Just do not want to push it beyond its limits, but we've got plenty of room at the top here. Okay, I thought this was it. It was directly above the left. There it is! I'm just being... too paranoid about pushing something into a corner. There we go, we've solved the puzzle. And are now free to head to the top part of the room. Okay, new music, new area.
The Heart of Rednium was figurative, not literal. I had traveled to the edge of the world to find this small, tormented creature, the Heart of Rednium. What the hell has he done to you? I asked in an odd whisper. The madman was artisanal. The giant, white-bodied, brown-faced hedgehog was wired into a machine. I realized something important at that moment. This was no longer a painting brought to life. This room was the nexus that physically separated the world of reality from Atlas City living necropolis. This was a real artisanal. Artisanal, a madman whose mere existence is to create art. It was the perfect battery for his machine. The obelisk room he could not power his machine. It could nearly amplify artisanal's natural abilities. You poor tortured soul. I gasped. I reached out a hand to comfort the poor creature. It tensed up, and a blast of 300 volts surged up my arm. I shouted, swore, and jerked my hand back. Artisanal hadn't shot me. It was the machine. Is that kind of electricity constantly surging through Artisanal's body? Tears came to my eyes, but not from the pain. Tears for the moral impossibility of the situation. A father who loved his daughter too much, who could torture another being, take its life away utterly, to preserve a fake memory of a girl who was killed in the prime of her life, at the highest point in any tamer's life. I'm going to rescue you, I whispered to the Artisanal. I don't know how much you can understand me, if you can't at all,
right.
I'm going to rescue you.
So we got two more of these things.
This is one of two machines the Artisanal is bound to. I must have something with me I can use to destroy these machines. Inventory items, power poke status, strong herb, fort equipment, hard shell, other items, tame infest key, combat type, paint tower, pole, hand cover, prop key, game, item, thermos. Select the action you wish to perform, use. Well, there is a lot of water in here. It seems like a bit of a risk to the Artisanal though. Well, needs must. Other items, thermos, select the action. Well, there is a lot of water in here. It seems like a bit of a risk to the Artisanal though. Well, needs must. You're free, I whispered. The world started to shake and fade in and out. There was no sound, no motion, only a visual occurrence. Agma's voice rang out through the room. You have destroyed Katuria. You killed my daughter a second time.
Alright, so this, ladies and gentlemen, is not a cutscene. Well, it is sort of. It is an interactive cutscene. There are no footstep sounds, and you do have to move and find 5 triggers. 4 of which are in the corners of the room, and 1 is kind of in the center.
Agma, I was really proud of you out there. Andromeda, I'm so glad you came to watch me, Daddy. Agma, it is every father's wish that their daughter becomes the master when she leaves on her journey. But we all know it probably isn't going to happen. I am so unbelievably proud of you, Andy. Agma, hugs Andromeda. Agma, they're waiting for you, you know. This isn't just your day, it is all of PR's day. You're going to have to give some interviews now. Andromeda, but I'm tired. Can I give interviews tomorrow? Agma, you have all the time in the world to rest. But right now, you're a hero, the idol of the whole country. Don't let them down. Agma, my daddy runs off and grabs a hot dog. Andromeda, I was about to go surfing. Agma, what? The man of the master has to wait the surf until her daddy gets back from the food stand. Andromeda playfully punches Agma. Andromeda, Dad, I want you to watch. Agma, I'll hurry back cupcake. Andromeda, don't call me that. Agma, look, Andromeda, ice cream. Agma, it looked really good. I thought you'd like to have one. The ice cream is dripping onto Agma's arm. Agma makes a disgusted sound. Andromeda, thank you, I prefer my ice cream mostly melted. Agma, I'm sorry, Andy. You are having a good time though, aren't you? Andromeda, yeah, I really missed you while I was traveling. She slurps on her ice cream. Agma, I got you some napkins for the ice cream. Andromeda, thanks, I'm all sticky. She wipes off her hands. Will you throw these away from me? The waves are calling my name. Agma, of course. She runs off down the beach to grab a surfboard. Agma, you left your manatees. Andromeda, look after the man. Man, you must be really proud of your daughter. Agma, more proud than you can imagine. Man, I remember when my son became man of the master. The stress was about more than he could take. It's hard for them when they're that young. We Aryans really ask a lot of our children, don't we? Agma, it is a beautiful culture. It builds character even if you don't manage to make it all the way. Man, there she goes. Look at her, about as good of a surfer as a tamer it looks like to me. Agma smiles lovingly. Thunder crashes, followed by a downpour out of nowhere. Woman, everybody, get out of the water. It isn't safe. More thunder. Agma, the weather in PR is very unpredictable. Man, look. Agma, Andy, Andromeda, Daddy. Man, her surfboard's being washed away. Andromeda, help. I can't swim like this. I can't breathe. Agma, Andy. Agma splashes into the water. Agma, I can't see her. Where the hell is my daughter? Andy, woman, she went under over there. Agma, where are the lifeguards? Agma, Andromeda, my sweet angel. Andy, can you hear me? Silence. You're still alive out there. I know you are. Silence. This thing, this gel they pulled from the water isn't you. It can't be you. You were so happy. You had your whole life. Agma's voice breaks. I thought I would go insane when everything happened with your mother. I thought I hated everything and everyone. But I had you, and she didn't. She didn't even get to see you anymore. I love you, Andy. You can't leave on. I won't accept it. I will never accept it. And to hell with all the bastards that tell me to move on. I won't move on. Ever. Not until you are in my arms again. I promise, when I get you back, you'll have kingdoms, castles, servants, anything and everything you want.
Okay, there's apparently one more that I... Where is it? There it is.
Andromeda, Daddy, Agma, yes, honey. Andromeda, I'm scared. I feel like this won't end well. Agma, nonsense. Every kid goes on the Madaman journey, and almost nobody has ever died doing it. Andromeda, I just can't shake this feeling. Agma hugs Andromeda and gives her a peck on the forehead. Your Madaman will protect you. Trust me, this will be the best time of your life. It really helped me grow up when I was your age. Andromeda, Dad? Agma, yes, son? Andromeda, if something were to happen to me, Dash. Agma, nothing's going to happen to you. Andromeda, but still, if it does, will you promise me something? Agma, anything, sweetheart. Andromeda, do you love me? Do you really mean it when you say I'm beautiful? Agma, of course. Andromeda, then if I die, please make the world as beautiful as you think I am. There's been a lot of war in this country, a lot of pain, and a lot of suffering over nothing. You're an artist. Make the world as beautiful as your soul for a sunset painting. Agma, I will, sweetie, but you'll be fine. You're going to have the time of your life. The world is beginning to fall apart. A hole is open in this room that conveniently returns you to Rhythmia, and you can travel to and from Rhythmia with this hole.
Okay. Yes, we definitely need to do that.
Rhythmia.
And this. Okay. So it's right by that building. We do definitely want to heal up at the hotel. How am I doing for inventory?
Select inventory, other items, thermos, items, power potion, status, strong herb, 49, cancel, herb, 9, still mist, healing mist, items, or potion, status, strong herb, 49, mighty herb, 11, strong herb, 49, mighty herb, 11, paralysis back, smelling salt, sport joint, new pierce, total cure, madam, obvious, max, new pierce, or medical mirror, antidote, floor, vibe, up boost, cure, mist, revive, master, max, hit, master, herb, 6,
okay.
Revive, 5,
I think I want definitely more stuff
pocket
here.
Where would you like to fly to? Room at your amulet. Rhythmia. Frozen Interland. Rhythmia. Room at your amulet.
Wait, there's a... What does the one...
Pocket
what does
where
the one in Hinterland have?
Frozen
there's
Interland.
A merchant there.
Frozen Interland. Interland Shelter. Please stop by. I have many goods that may interest you. Select the item you wish. Strong herb. Herb. Strong mighty herb. Master total cure. Medical mirror revive. 4,000
okay.
Gold.
Okay.
150 gold. Super and Eldrain cancel. Eldrain super income. Revive. Medical total cure.
We've
master
got...
herb. Mighty herb. One strong herb. 250 gold.
I've got enough of those.
Strong herb. 650 gold. Mighty herb. 1,000 gold. Status. Revive. Curing mid. Max. Upboot. Floor. Antidote. Medical. Max. You pierce. Madam. Total cure. You pierce. Sport. Smelling. Paralysis. Mighty herb. Strong herb. Mighty herb. 11. Strong herb. Mighty herb. How many can? 31,000 gold.
I will get...
Cancel.
10 of those.
5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 10,000 gold. Thank you, sir. Would you like anything else? Yes.
I will
select
get...
Stronger, mighty herb, master herb, 1,700 gold. How many? 12, 20,000 for cancel.
5 of those. 2,
3, 4, 5, 8,500 gold. Thank you, sir. Would you like to select strong, mighty herb, one master,
5 medical
miracles.
Herb,
how many? 5, 12,500 gold.
It is, of course, possible you can go... You can go back to, you can go back to, Kiar if you have to, by taking the path in the catacombs back to where you entered, that little warp thing that will take you back to the, Requia Gallery, and then you can warp out with the, MS drive back to Ogma's house, and then if you need to do stuff like sell items so that you have money to buy what you really want... you can do that and then come back. But I think we are set.
Frozen Interland.
I'll just heal up here.
Interland Shelter. All Madaman open. Frozen Interland, pocket copter. Where would you like to fly to?
And we'll find our way back to this room we were in. Via the hole that opened up. And that will be the end of the episode, because the next one will be the sort of final boss of the game, though we're not actually at endgame. Though this is supposed to be the real story final boss, we of course have 3 more stadium keys. And a master stadium to take care of. So we're not done. We're not truly out of the woods. We do have more to do. But this is definitely the story climax at this point. Our little magic portal should be right around here somewhere.
Builder's
Portal. In fact, it's right there. Okay. Let's do these one more time.
Training points, 46. Select swap train. Select the status distribute based on plan. Health was assigned 9 training points. Strength was assigned 9 training points. Defense was assigned 5 training points. Magic defense. Health has increased by 2. Strength has increased by 1. Defense has increased by 1. Magic defense has increased by 2. And speed has increased by 1. Select the stat you wish to train. You need more threats. More threats is training points. 47. Select swap train. Select the distribute base. Health was assigned 9 training points. Health has increased by 1. Magic attack has increased by 2. Magic defense has increased by 1. And speed has increased by 2. Select health. Strength. Base 97. You need more. Mustadin. Mustadin's training points. 41. Select swap train. Select the distribute. Health was assigned 9 training points. Strength was assigned 8 training points. Defense was assigned 10 training points. Magic defense was assigned 6 training points. And speed was assigned 8 training points. Health has increased by 2. Strength has increased by 1. Defense has increased by 2. And speed has increased by 1. Select the more. Mustadin. Chimerous. Chimerous is training points. 42. Select swap train. Select the strip. Health was assigned 11 training points. Strength was assigned 7 training points. Magic attack was assigned 1 training point. Magic defense was assigned 12 training points. Health was increased by 2. Strength was increased by 1. Select the stat. Health. Defense. Base was more for Must. Chimerous. Amboustica. Amboustica's training points. 24. Select swap train. Select the distribute. Health was assigned 4 training points. Health has increased by 1. And defense has increased by 1. Select new party. Get more Must. Chim. Amboustica. Melandon. Melandon's training points. 35. Select swap train. Select the distribute. Based on health was assigned 7 training points. Strength was assigned 7 training points. Magic defense was assigned 14 training points. And speed was assigned 7 training points. Health has increased by 1. Strength was increased by 1.
Now I do want to.
Set a training point distribution plan.
Put this guy in my party, my starter, because he has. Though this thing, I think, blocks Divine Barrier, doesn't it? Okay.
Mordrex, Mustadin, Chimerous, Gaganatin, Melandon, Cancel, Melandon, Gaganatin. Select the swap mat drain equipment. Unequip the perfect glasses. The perfect glasses has been unequipped from Gaganatin.
Okay, that's a.
Inventory.
That's a grammar bug. So the perfect glasses has been. That's not a spelling error. It's some logic needs to be there in code to detect that glasses ends with is a plural, so that it instead says have. I will point that out to him. We're gonna put this back on.
Dragon Guard, Long Batter. What? Please select the Mort, Mustard, Chimerous, Gaganatin. Gaganatin successfully equipped the Long Batter equipment, Dragon Guard.
Alright!
Select an option, party.
We are there, we are ready for the big showdown. I am gonna call that the end of the episode, however, because this next bit will take a good half an hour, 45 minutes, I'm guessing, to complete. So. When we come back next episode, we will be jumping straight into the action, so stay tuned for that.